You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated joins us. Drew, where are you traveling to today?
Today I'm in Georgia, enjoying the edges of the big ice storm. I seem to manage to go to places that are warm once in a while, but it seems like it's just a matter of hours and the cold catches up with me. So I guess you can't win for losing.
I suppose not. Speaking of warm, I guess we're going to get warmer here. Is that right?
It is. And I was just working on that here today a little bit. Before everyone gets all wound up thinking that winter is finally over, not to throw a wet blanket on this deal, but it isn't over. And we will warm up, and it's going to be welcome, and we'll enjoy it. We'll be able to melt some snow. Unfortunately, in the southern plains, we may actually bring some wheat out of dormancy and start drying the soil out, and we get some 70 and 80 degree highs going on down there over the next 4 or 5 days. That's not going to be all that welcome, especially because I know that there's going to be more cold air coming. The upper flow pattern, the dominating pattern of the winter season, is not done with us. We are going to see colder air return. It's just a matter of when. My guess is probably going to be about a 10-day break that we'll see, maybe something a little bit longer, but we'll find ourselves falling back into some more cold air as we get to the end of February and on into the first days of March. So, fasten your seatbelts. There's going to be some more wild weather coming up.
You know, if you can just tell us when you'll be traveling to the southern Great Plains, we'll know exactly when the cold air is going to arrive.
That's right. That's right. Well, I don't have anything set up for the moment.
So. Turn your attention to the southern hemisphere now and take up South America, please.
Well, the weather in Brazil is about to break now. We went through a period here over the past two or three weeks where it got very dry across Brazil and has gotten very warm as well. We depleted soil moisture across some very important crop areas. Stress showed up. We started worrying about the crop. But as it turns out, it looks like rain will start up here really over the next couple of days in some of the southern parts of Brazil and become more widespread into the weekend and then back out again for a little while and come back again late next week. And the only places in Brazil that will continue in a droughty type pattern will be in the northeast part of the country, and this will have a bigger impact on coffee than it will on grains or oilseeds.
Anything else in the growing regions there in South America?
Well, it still looks as though Argentina will likely see a favorable weather pattern. You know, they had had some tough weather earlier in the growing season. But here in the last couple of weeks, we've done a good job in healing up the droughty weather that was occurring there. And it looks like a more normal weather pattern will occur as we go forward. And one last comment, if you're concerned about wheat in other areas of the world, everybody looks very good right now. North Africa is going to have a great durum crop. China is going to do very well, and India will do well as well.
That's Drew Lerner, of course. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Helps us wrap it up. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.